And joining us this morning, he is the managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper and an adventure in his own right, which I will explain in a moment. It is Ed Longwall. Good morning, Ed. Are you there, Ed?
Oh, I am.
Hey,
I am.
There you are.
Yes, can you hear me now?
I got you now. So thank you very much for joining us this morning on this Friday. And, you know, before we get into the adventure topic, I just wanted to thank you again, because all this week, Brenda and I, we have been celebrating Catholic Schools Week, and we have had an opportunity to interview several of the teachers that you highlighted in your wonderful Catholic Schools edition. And again, just great stories.
Well deserved. You carried the ball nicely on that. I like what you guys did with it. We set the ball up for you, and you carried it down the field.
I like that. Well, thank you for that. Again, great stories. CatholicSentinel.org, the website, if you want to go on and read some of those stories about Catholic education in our wonderful schools throughout the Archdiocese of Portland. But today, I want to talk about Catholic adventures, Ed, and I say you are an adventurer in your own right, because you did, as a younger man, a wonderful adventure right across the country.
I did. It was such a formative event for me, David. 1987, when I was 23 years old, I rode my bicycle across the country from Portland, Maine to Lincoln City, Oregon.
Wow. And what got you, what spurred you to do that?
Well, I had a buddy. We were studying together at the University of Notre Dame and about to move on in life and become real adults, David. And I guess we did have a thirst for adventure. I think we also wanted to learn more about our country and learn more about human beings. We were both theology students, and I guess we figured we didn't have enough experience of the world. And so I think that's something adventurers keep in mind, that they want new experiences. They want to learn. They want to know more about what God has created and how it all works. And boy, I think our adventure really worked. We ran into people who were generous and kind. They would let us stay in their backyards in our tents. They would give us food. People would just hand us money as we rode through some difficult weather and difficult terrain. It was a beautiful experience, both landscape, but also a human landscape of the United States. It made me very optimistic about this country and about human beings in general, David.
Well, it's such a great story, Ed, because I think we see all the sensationalized stories in the media, and I think what you found is that deep down inside, most people, the majority of folks, are good folks.
They are, from the Great Lakes region, upper Vermont. I remember meeting a guy near Cooperstown, New York, shortly before we went to the Baseball Hall of Fame, who he lived in a treehouse.
Wow.
And he pulled over in his truck and gave us food, invited us to come stay in his treehouse with him that night. And it's a very memorable guy. He was akin to St. Francis, David. I'll never forget that fellow.
That's
and
great.
Then in places like Wyoming, we met a priest who, his comment to us was, "Well, you guys, I'm more impressed by your enthusiasm than your intelligence if you're going to ride your bike all the way across the country."
That is awesome. Wonderful. Ed Longwall, the managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspapers. We're talking about adventurers. And speaking of priests and an adventurer, you have a wonderful story about a mountaineering man of God, Dominican Father Corwin Lowe. Tell us that one.
You know, David, this must be one of the most gripping photos we've ever put on the front page of the Sentinel. I hope your listeners will go see it. It's a picture of Dominican Father Corwin Lowe. He's the head priest over at Holy Rosary Parish in Northeast Portland. He's standing on the rim of Mount St. Helens, gripping his climbing poles, backpack on. The wind is whipping his Dominican habit high into the air, and he just has a look of vitality and energy on his face that's awfully hard to beat. And then there's a beautiful northwest blue sky behind him. Father Corwin is he was a businessman for quite a while in the high-tech industry before he became a Dominican in his 40s. Mm. He's now 58, and as a Dominican, he's embraced a kind of an adventuresome pastime. You know, he works hard all week in the parish, but on his days off, which I believe are Mondays, he gets out and climbs and walks and hikes. And within the next 4 or 5 days, David, he's going to be a chaplain on a team of Catholics from the San Francisco Bay Area who are going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania.
Wow.
David, that's almost a 20,000-foot peak.
Amazing.
And so he's been training. He has climbed a lot of peaks. Luckily, Mount Kilimanjaro, it's not too much of a technical climb, but he describes the last day as 8 hours of walking up steep steps.
Isn't that something? I'll give you a heads up too, Ed, and to our listeners, coming up in our 7:40 interview segment, we're going to have Father Lowe on and talk to him. So we're going to get a chance to hear his adventure just coming right from him. And so looking forward to that. But again, your story is awesome. CatholicSentinel.org. It is a fantastic photo. And again, talking about adventures, Catholic adventurers. And you look back over the history of the church, and obviously it goes back a couple thousand years. There are a lot of adventurers. You think about the early explorers, the early sailors discovering lands.
And there were priests among them. I think of famously Father Jacques Marquette, 1673. He and a fur trader named Louis Joliet explored the Mississippi River. They were kind of the first Europeans to do that. They paddled all the way from Minnesota all down to Arkansas in 1673. And this was a time when that obviously wasn't developed. And then, of course, our Franciscan missionaries who came out west. We don't think of them as adventurers, but they had to travel long distances in unknown territories and meet the native peoples. They get a bad rep today, these missionaries, but I think they also did have an adventuresome spirit, and they thought they were doing the very best, bringing the word of Lord out into the fringes mm-hmm. of the world.
Well, and you talk about, too, in one of your prior articles, talking about the history of the Archdiocese of Portland and the adventurer who came here to start the Archdiocese.
That's right. I think you're talking about Archbishop Francis Blanchet.
That's right.
In 1837, he and Father Modeste Demers came all the way from Montreal by canoe, riverboat, and horseback. You know, up the Columbia River Valley, they had to paddle for months and months. And so that was not any easy journey. So any missionary really did have to be an adventurer. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And of course, the Jesuits and their missionary work. Talk about an adventuresome group.
Yes. I think of famously who came to the Northwest was Father Pierre-Jean de Smet. He actually pioneered some of the church in the Midwest, but then also in the Rocky Mountain region, and got, of course, into Idaho and even Northwest Oregon. A man who really trusted the Native American tribes to guide him, and he understood their ways and was trusted by them. But what strength he must have had to get into these unknown regions and begin the churches.
I can't help but think, Ed, as we wrap it up this morning about Catholic adventurers, that God puts this adventuresomeness in our souls, in our hearts, to go out and see His beautiful creation.
David, I totally agree with you. I think that's a unique part of the human spirit that God created in the human being to explore God, to find more, to seek. You know, there's a famous book called The Sparrow. About space exploration, and the leaders of this particular expedition were Jesuit priests. 1996 book called The Sparrow. Mm. I think your readers might like that. It talks about just what you're talking about, going out into the universe beyond the bounds of even our world to explore what God's creation is about. I think you're right. It's a distinctive human characteristic.
I love it. He is Ed Longwah, the Catholic Sentinel newspaper managing editor. We talk about Catholic adventures this morning. Well, Ed, thank you for joining us. Go out and have yourself a good adventure this weekend.
Thank you. Give my best to Father Corwin. I hope your listeners enjoy him.
Absolutely. God bless. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, David.